everybody, and welcome to Laughing Liberally Milwaukee, the podcast, brought to you by the Shepherd Express. I'm your host, Matthew Filipovich. Every episode, I'm going to bring on one of the regular comedians from Laughing Liberally Milwaukee, which in addition to being the podcast that you're listening to right now, is also a monthly live progressive political stand-up comedy show. We're going to discuss and joke about a news story, and then we'll talk a bit about comedy. Speaking of, our next live in-person show is coming up this Saturday, March the 9th. On that show, we'll have Chastity Washington, Dana Ehrman, Vic Pondia, David Schendlinger, Chloe Michaela, the Accounts of Homeland Security. We'll have a special activist interview with Shalina Ali from True School. Advance tickets are only $8, and they're on sale now at laughingliberallymke.com. I'm so excited that our guest this week is the extremely funny Jen Derbent. Jen, thank you so much for being on the show again.
I'm so happy to be here, Matt. Thank you so much. I love doing this.
Oh, I love having you. So, Jen, for the past year or so, most high-profile Wisconsin Republicans, the few that there are, have actually said that they're not interested in running against Senator Tammy Baldwin this upcoming fall. But it appears we now have a candidate. We have a frontrunner, and it's not former Sheriff David Clark. It is, in fact, though, California bank owner and mustache enthusiast Eric Hovde. Now, Hovde is actually very, very sensitive to being labeled a carpet bagger and having people say he's not from Wisconsin just because he spent the majority of his adult life living somewhere other than the state of Wisconsin. And to be fair, he was born here. He owns a business here and a house here, but he lived in Washington, D.C. for 24 years. His primary business is in California. He has a $7 million mansion on the coast of Laguna Beach, California, which I've been told is where the Real Housewives of the OC are. I believe that's a thing that exists, so I'm going to have to believe that that's where it is. Even though Hovde is, I know Real Housewives exist. I is that the main one? I don't know.
I don't know either.
And that's why we're friends, Jen. So even though Hovde's registered to vote here in Wisconsin, he's apparently only voted in 6 of the last 15 Wisconsin elections. You got to love someone asking for your vote who doesn't even bother to vote themselves. He really doesn't want you to think of him as a carpetbagger, though. So much so that this last week, and I promise I'm not making this up, last week he posted a video of himself on Twitter or X or whatever it is, and he's sitting shirtless in a half-frozen lake. So in this video, he's just like this dude with this mustache is just sitting in this lake, and he says, quote, "So the Dems and Senator Baldwin keep saying I'm not from Wisconsin, which is a complete joke. All right, Senator Baldwin, why don't you get out here in this frozen lake and let's really see who's from Wisconsin?" Seriously, nothing says I'm a serious candidate like challenging a U.S. senator to sit in a frozen lake. I mean, why not have a cheese curd eating contest or shotgun a PBR or something like that? All jokes aside, though, Hovde is a really horrible right-winger like most of them. He has a long history of showing he doesn't believe in a woman's right to choose or apparently in wearing shirts. Jen, what is your take on Eric Hovde?
Well, there's a lot here, isn't there, Matt? There's just so much. Where do you start? Is it the admittedly kind of good mustache? And I'm sure the coloring on his mustache as it narrows towards just under his nose is very reminiscent of his favorite historical figure. I am not sure I would want to get into a cold tub with that man either. So. That sounds like the worst date ever.
He seems like the kind of person you'd like see at like a hotel. You just want to go and have a little dip, and he's like, "Hey, come on, join me," you know. And
yeah.
Then you're like, "It's like, I think I'm going to go back to my room now."
Oh, I got the bubbles on. How do you like that? There's just he's obviously a terrible human being, and he lives in California. Like, it seems like carpetbagger is one of the few things that actually seems to still stick.
Yeah.
And even not all the way, obviously.
Yeah.
It's really a fascinating. What do you think? Have you noticed that, or am I mistaken?
It seems to work here in Wisconsin. Like, historically, and I've only been in Wisconsin since, you know, I'm a carpetbagger that I've lived here since 2016. Yes. I'm not going anywhere, though, so I'm not here and leaving. But he ran for the Senate seat in 2012 against Tommy Thompson in the Republican primary and lost. And Tommy Thompson eventually lost to Baldwin after that. But then, so he was in Washington. He moved back to Wisconsin. He lost. lost that, and then he moved again. So like he was okay. like he comes, he runs, he loses, he leaves. I hope that repeats. That's like fingers crossed. Like I hope he just loses again and then goes back to California and the Real Housewives.
He's gonna fail up, I bet.
I mean, I don't know if you, like, I don't think this is anything I showed you, but there's something really hysterical about him. He's this bank owner, right? But the bank is SunWest Bank, which is like this West Coast bank. I think it's in Utah. Yeah. But there's all these ads where he's like dressed as a cowboy, and like they're pretty phenomenal. They're like he takes on like a rich banker, which like he's a rich banker. There's something so twisted. It's like pretend to be against the thing that you actually are. But so like in these ads, he's like, take that, rich banker, and again, that's like he should be shooting at himself. But that's what's happening in these ads, and like the ads are preposterous.
Has he played the elite card? Like, I'm not an elite.
He hasn't. In fact, he actually, when they made the announcement for his campaign, he did it in Madison in this top floor of this thing called the Sky Club, which is a luxury apartment complex he owns in Madison. And he's like, you know, they say that our building here has the best view of Madison, which other than the Capitol. But you know what? Actually, ours is better because we actually can see the Capitol and stuff. And it's just like, you know, it's like man of the people, right? Just up here on your Sky Club, in your own personal Sky Club, trying to say that people should relate to you.
I personally relate to him, you know, very deeply.
his big thing he's also done is, he talks about how he has his I think his parents are, his great-grandparents are from Norway, and they immigrated here, but he's all about like, oh, it's a great American dream, but we need to close the borders, you know? It's like no one else is allowed in, even though I'm a big immigrant success story, but no one else is allowed to do this after me.
I got mine is the motto.
Exactly. Well, so Jen,
Matt, I'm sorry. I have to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Because I really need you to say I'm sorry to me for this shirtless picture of Erik Hovde. I did not need to see this.
Jen, I'm very, very sorry. You know, no one should see this picture of Erik Hovde. I am very, very. I apologize for it. You know,
I'm not a beautiful person myself either.
Oh, but Jen, you're like, gorgeous. Come on.
Oh, thank you. But I'm at least aware enough to like keep a shirt on.
Well, Jen, another aspect of this podcast is the discussion of the art of comedy. Something kind of exciting. So, Jen, you're a very funny stand-up. You've done Laughing Liberally numerous times on other shows around the area. However, you're actually on the show this upcoming week doing something you've never actually done before. What are you going to be doing at this Saturday's Laughing Liberally Milwaukee, Jen?
Panicking. This will be my first time doing sketch comedy.
Yeah.
This is going to be weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done like an improv class and that was like it.
Yeah.
But this is not improv and it's a sketch. I'm just nervous.
Yeah.
Like I don't know. Nobody can hear this nobody can see this because it's a podcast, but I've got a cue card from Wally that does the cue cards for SNL and Seth Meyers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got Live from Rockford. It's gender bent on it.
Uh-huh.
And it's like one of my favorite gifts I've ever gotten for my birthday. Yeah. I just always wanted to kind of do this. So I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah. I'm excited to do it. In fact, after we've done recording, we're going to rehearse the sketch. So at least going to have one run through before you perform it this upcoming Saturday.
I also have gotten my wife to do this too. So.
Okay, well, for me, so
well, you're a professional.
I don't know if I'd go that far. So, Jen, if people, other than seeing you perform sketch comedy the first time this Saturday at Laughing Liberally, where can people find you on the social medias and the interwebs to find out all the amazing stuff you're doing? Where can people find you and your amazing comedy?
I am Jen J-E-N Durbent D-U-R-B-E-N-T. On all the socials and on YouTube and all the other fun stuff. I even have a TikTok, like,
ooh,
you know, like somebody 20 years younger than me. So yeah, that's really how to find me.
Jen, thank you so much for doing the show. I can't wait to see you Saturday. Thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for being on the show again.
Oh, thanks. My pleasure, Matt.
All right, everybody, I want to thank you so much for listening to episode 90 of Laughing Liberally Milwaukee. We have new episodes with a new comedian on the first and third Wednesday of every month. Please subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. You can find out more at laughingliberallymke.com. Until next time, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and we'll see you at the next Laughing Liberally Milwaukee.